Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet.
Your opinion matters,
and we want to hear it.
1-888-GO-FOR-IT.
It's Max World Live.
3 minutes after the top of the hour, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we are live here in MaxWorldLive.com. We appreciate you listening. We've got a whole day of programming ahead of us at MaxWorldLive.com with a local and live show, and it starts with Jonathan Narcisse and his program, Jonathan's Front Porch, and then Michael Libby comes on with Insight for Business, and we've just got a whole plethora of live internet programming every day. And when you come to Max World Live and listen, you will always have a live program. We do not do pre-recorded programs here. So you can always chat. You can always jump in and email. You can call. We have toll-free numbers or local numbers if you're in the central Iowa area. And if you're listening somewhere else and you say, well, why would I want to listen to programming about central Iowa? Well, it's not. It's about the heart of America. You won't listen to any show on this program and feel like you are not a part of it because you live in Maryland or you live in California or you live in Michigan.
Right.
You'll always feel a part of what's going on at MaxWorldLive.com, and it begins at 11 o'clock this morning after our national broadcast. We'd like to welcome our next guest here, and why don't you go ahead and introduce him, do you know who it is?
Yes, I know who it is. You've already introduced him. Please continue.
Okay.
Is this the day of the week that you just want to rain on my parade or something and give me crap?
I just like to see you involved, and you're over there looking at sights of your wife on a motorcycle all day.
I would think you could at least pay attention to what's going on. No, our previous part of the show, our first hour was about traveling with wonderful folks, Ian and Tanya. And I'm looking up safaris right now. Thank you very much.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we'd like to introduce you to Michael Letts.
All right.
Michael, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. In fact, want to make sure if he's looking up safaris, he has vests to take with him in case he's a bad shot.
That's right. Yeah, he is a bad shot. Now, Michael, where are you hailing from today?
I'm in Columbia, South Carolina today.
All right.
It's beautiful and hot.
Is that where you call home?
It is. This is my home.
All right, good. Well, we're glad to have you here in MaxWorldLive.com this morning. And you are the founder and executive director of InvestUSA. Tell us about that organization.
It is a 501c3 public charity that provides bulletproof vests for law enforcement officers and agencies that otherwise wouldn't have one. We started this organization in 1993. I was president of a Kiwanis Club, a local civic club. One of the great things about being president of a club is when a speaker doesn't show up, you get it.
You betcha.
And it was an early morning.
Oh, man.
So anyway, I got a call the night before, late that night, about 11 o'clock, saying that my speaker was not going to show up. I happened to be friends with the local sheriff. I called him at home and said, look, I don't care what you do. Send me a deputy out here. He can stay in the parking lot and play with the blue lights for all I care. Just make him come and say something.
Right.
He did, and in the question and answer session after his presentation, someone in the audience asked, where is that bulletproof vest thing that's supposed to protect you? And his response shocked me. We had 242 officers in that agency, and he said none of them were provided with vests. That if they wanted one, they had to buy it themselves.
Say what?
It just really floored me. So I sent him over to the Rotary Club. The president of the Rotary Club was a close friend of mine, and I sent him over there to see if he gave the same story, which he did. So I then contacted the sheriff and said, make sure that I don't get this young boy in trouble. Is this accurate and is it true? And he said, yes, we do not have funding for vests. So I was so incensed by that we put together a local group of business people to see if we could solve the problem.
Right.
We went to our county council, and we insisted that they put $250,000 in their budget to provide a vest for every officer. They actually did that. It passed on the first and second reading, but it takes three readings to become law.
Right.
And on the third reading, they dropped it. And so the media came to me and asked me for a comment as to what I thought about them dropping that funding proposal when I did something no politician should do. I spoke without thinking. And I said, fine, if they want to be that way, we'll just raise the money and provide them ourselves. Well, that was the headlines for the next day, and I was committed then.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You were like the pig. You were committed at that particular point, weren't you? Michael, here's a question. Now, give me the town again that you're from.
Columbia, South Carolina, the capital.
Big city.
It is huge.
Big city. I would have thought maybe underfunding would happen in small communities, but you're telling me a big city like Columbia didn't have the funding, and these boys, it sounds like guys that came back from the Vietnam War, yeah, they didn't give us ammunition. We had to buy it on the black market.
Exactly. You'd be surprised at how many large agencies across this country are operating in the same mode.
Well, that's just wrong.
It is. It's wrong. When we started Invest, this was 1993, the FBI statistics show that 52% of police officers did not have vests. We have been able to reduce that down to 28% to 30%.
That's awesome.
Still, you figure there are 1.2 million officers in this country. 30% of 1.2 million, that's 400,000 officers without any kind of protection at all on the street.
Crashing a door to take out a drug dealer or a rapist or something like that, and they can be blown away.
And we have shown this year has been one of the deadliest years for law enforcement in recent memory. The headlines continually read from California, the officer shot there, Pennsylvania, Texas. It's just amazing how many officers. We lose an officer roughly every 52 hours.
It's awful. We in this show applaud not only our soldiers that are committed to protecting us, but we're also committed to the police officers and the peace officers across the United States. Here's a question that kind of coincides with it, but I want to ask you because I know that this question had to have come up sometime. I'm a gun advocate, okay? NRA member. I have my concealed weapons permit, have for years. What's your position? I mean, you're protecting the police officer. What do you think about the general public having the ability, the right to carry and bear arms and that type of thing? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I will tell you this. It is a proven fact that an armed citizenry causes less crime.
Amen, brother.
I mean, there's no question about that. I do have officers from time to time say if we could get the guns off the street, we wouldn't have a need for the vest. The problem with that logic is we cannot control the guns on the street.
That's right.
If you outlaw them, there's things that you just mentioned ago during the Vietnam era, there's things called black market.
Yep.
There's no way you can get them off the street. And what you end up doing is you take them off the street for people who want to obey the law. It provides no deterrent for those who are determined to break the law.
Thank you very much. That was really important to me because I have believed that my entire life. It's sad. I mean, it's a sad commentary that individuals in our current administration would like to see us remove our rights, our Second Amendment rights, or, quite frankly, dilute them to the point where they're meaningless. And the fact that it is a deterrent, I mean, we talked about this, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it, Mac, about gun control and that type of thing?
Yeah, you betcha.
We talked about that. Admiral Yamamoto from the Japanese Army, World War II, I quoted a statement. He said, we cannot invade, and of course we're talking 50, 60 years ago.
Right.
We cannot invade the United States because there's a shotgun behind every door. You know,
right.
and he absolutely understood that we had a right to bear arms and we were going to do whatever was necessary. And I think it's even more important today, and I don't want to get off of what you're doing, Michael, but I think it's even more important today that we have a right to bear arms. We have a right to carry a gun if we want to protect our family and to protect our friends and to protect ourselves, for that matter.
And what we find out, and this applies true as well with law enforcement, is in the economic times that we currently are facing, as economic times get worse, crime elevates drastically.
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, where it's hurting law enforcement is because it also erodes the tax base. There's less dollars to provide the equipment that law enforcement needs. That we're continually asking law enforcement to do more without the protection they need. And I want to address something you just raised on the current administration.
Yes, sir.
If we really want to make an impact and help protect the citizenry of the United States, let's concentrate our efforts on providing what officers need and the military.
Yes.
Of the equipment that they need instead of trying to strip the rights away of the citizens that we're supposed to be protecting.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And that's and they are trying to, and you say strip away, that's probably a better term. I've used the term dilute their ability to do their jobs. I mean, first of all, most police departments, and you can help me with this because I know the statistics, I'm asking a question, aren't most departments understaffed and underarmed and definitely underpaid? Is that correct?
That is correct. And we have a drastic problem in this country. When you consider another statistic for your listeners, 70% of law enforcement officers across this country actually represent smaller agencies.
70%?
70% of the cops on the street work for smaller agencies.
Which are definitely underfunded.
Yeah, they're underfunded. They don't have the tax base. They don't provide the equipment. They don't provide the salaries. You know, I often tell viewers and listeners, you stop and pull and think for just a moment what this country would be like if suddenly every law enforcement officer walked off the job. Quite frankly, I couldn't blame them for doing so. When you consider what we pay them and what we ask them to do to put their lives on the line every day, it's amazing to me. It truly is a calling that anybody wants to do it.
Hey, that's absolutely right. Somebody might say they're nuts. Well, you know what? If they're that nuts and they're going to protect me, I'm happy with that. Be nuts.
And what is so sad is for people who have that passion to serve and to protect us and not get the support they need from our government and from our administration, to me, is indefensible.
We're going to have to go to a break here in just a minute, but when we come back from the break, aren't we coming up to a break here now, Mac? Is that right? Okay. He normally tells me this, Mike, but I think he plays games with me sometimes to see if I catch the point. But when we come back from the break, where are these vests coming from? Where are they being made? And there's a reason for that question. So when we come back from the break, tell me where you're getting them, where they're being made. Okay?
I had to do that.
All right. Great.
14 minutes past the hour live here at MaxWorldLive.com. And if we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job and we couldn't do it without you. Coming up live at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Okay, I'm going to get a little soapy here. I'm going to pull on your heartstrings here for just a second, so just bear with me. It's Mac from MaxWorldLive.com. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that moves me more than to see one of our brave men and women, our soldiers, our American fighting men and women, protecting this country. Maybe it's because I'm from the heart of America, and I still believe in God and family in America. I still believe in our liberties. I still believe in justice, and I still believe that we need to fight. We need to fight to keep this country free. The men and women who came before us these last 200 and some years shed their blood and their treasure to make sure that you and I and our kids and our grandkids are free today. So next time you see a brave man and woman in their uniform, next time you hear about a young man or woman signing up to go over and protect this country and defend us, I want you to remember, they are the heart of America. They are what makes this country strong. And as I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times again, thanks for serving. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it. Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Hey, Brock, Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over face reality, here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
Essential bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to bradoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent essential bodywear representatives.
A tool for people to connect with the universe and begin to understand it.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. All right, good morning. 20 minutes past the hour, we are live here in MaxWorldLive.com. And we appreciate you taking the time to listen. You can get us on TalkZone.com if you like. And then you can also listen to us here on MaxWorldLive.com. And we are here every day from 9 until 11 Central Standard Time. And we really enjoy your feedback. And you can do that by texting us. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-463-6748. And you can also email us. Just go to our website at MaxWorldLive.com, and we're glad to have you email. Now, I did want to – we've been trying to get a picture of Dave, our producer, in Chicago, and I think I've just been able to hook up to his webcam in the studio. Yes, I believe
that – Is in the studio? Oh.
I believe that's him right there in the studio. Yes, this is Dave Olson,
Dave,
our
baby
producer in Chicago.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I don't know what – I mean, obviously, when we're talking on the radio, he can go off and do other things, but he doesn't have to, you know, do anything while we're talking. So this is – yeah, that's apparently Dave and another one of the producers there in Chicago. So we really appreciate the fact that he's taken the time to be with us today and send pictures and things like that here in MaxWorldLive.com.
Nice job, Dave. Way to go, buddy. You're looking good, darling.
Yeah, I don't know why. We think he really needs to probably change his name to Darlene or Dottie or
Danette.
He doesn't look like a Dave. I don't know why he looks like a Dave.
It's just a D.
All right, we want to go back to our special guest today,
yes,
and that's Michael Letts.
Yeah, I have
and
a question.
Michael is an excellent young man. He is the founder and executive director of an organization called Invest USA, a national grassroots nonprofit organization that helps hundreds of communities provide bulletproof vests for their police forces through public relations and public finance.
Right.
As of January of 2006, more than $1 million invested had been distributed. What's that number now, Michael? Because we're basically 3 years later from that press release. What's the number now on the number of vests?
Over $2 million worth of vests.
Wonderful. Wow.
It just continues to grow. The request, it really is mind-boggling how many requests we get in every day. And how do you tell an agency you don't want to help protect the officers?
Well, that would be one of my questions. Have you ever found an agency that wouldn't take your vests or didn't want to have anything to do with you or wouldn't allow you to give them vests?
Not in the least. It's the exact opposite. I tell people all the time, the funny part about this charity that we started, it was never my vision to start a charity. Now that we've started it, I can't seem to find an exit strategy how to get out.
Yeah, because obviously you have a successful real estate business, and you're also a Baptist preacher.
I am. That is correct. We have a very large congregation in my church. I have a school. I have a school campus there. I also work with state law enforcement here in South Carolina. I'm their chaplain. I'm assigned to their SWAT team. And I'm also in public office. I'm a councilman. We have a busy schedule.
You're a city councilman.
I'm telling you, you are busy. I asked before the break, Mike, if you don't mind, where are the vests made?
We are having difficulty finding American manufacturers. When we first started, we would buy the vests, and they were made in California, Florida. Currently, we're getting them from a facility, Century Armor, in Tennessee. But we're finding that more and more of these jobs are going overseas or to Canada or to Mexico. So actually, it's ironic you should ask that question. We are in discussion even today after this show of creating our own manufacturing facility here in South Carolina with part of the stimulus money that's coming out.
Okay.
Provide these vests to agencies without a profit margin to make sure that they have what they need.
Now, that's interesting, and I got to tell you, I am definitely not a fan of the stimulus money, okay?
You and I both.
I don't believe in it. However, I'm going to take a little different tact here and say, you know what? If it's going to protect the guys that are supposed to protect me, by golly, give them the money. Let's at least put the money where it's supposed to be and I think more importantly, I can identify where the money goes because, quite frankly, $2 trillion, I ain't got a flipping clue where that money went. But I like you got why I asked the question. Are they American made? Are we creating jobs in the United States? That is a key point. That's awesome.
And to be specific on your question, as of now, no, but we're going to solve that problem. They are American-made what we buy, but have increasing difficulty finding American-made, and the profit margin is so great. And I understand in the private business you have to make money, but this is a social venture what we're looking to do. My objective is to make sure every officer has a vest.
I got to tell you, that's phenomenal. Now, here's a quick question for you. Can I buy one?
You can.
How much would they be selling those for? I'm just curious.
Person off the street and even a law enforcement officer. Makes no difference. They don't get any special break, which I find ironic, but they run around $1,000 a piece.
Wow. And these are Kevlar, right? Isn't that what they use, Kevlar?
Kevlar is part of it. There are a number of other different fabrics now, Toron and others, but Kevlar is one of the Spectra. There's a number of different materials, but Kevlar is still one of the materials that they use.
My mama told me, and I want to make a point for Michael here, and this is my plug for the day. And my mama used to say, if you wanted to get something done, give it to a busy person. You know, have you ever heard that, Michael, down
that
south? I'm
true.
From the south,
I
obviously.
I remind myself that all the time.
That's exactly right. And that's the reason I know you're going to get this thing cranked up and start building these vests and keep it in the United States. Mac, you had a question.
Well, I was just wondering, if you were going to buy a bulletproof vest rooster, could I be the guy that fires the gun that tests it?
Sure.
And
I'll tell you what, after the comments you know, first came on about Dave, you know, your producer, how he looks. I'm looking for a model for a vest anyway. Why don't we give one to Dave and let him model it for us?
Baby, you got it. Dave, are you listening? We got you a gig, buddy.
he's gonna model.
And we'll put the results on air and see what happens.
Dave is going to model the bulletproof vest. Oh, that's just Dave's giving us the thumbs up on that one.
I'm telling you, Michael, the deal is, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll jump out of planes, dive. If that's a part of the gig, you know.
Hey, Michael, we're going to take a break. We'd like to have you stay with us a little bit longer, but I'd kind of like to switch gears a little bit. I'd kind of like to pick your brain on the faith and value side and get some ideas of where you stand and learn a little bit more about the Baptist Church. We have a segment here that we do in Max World Live every week called View from the Pew, when we bring in different preachers and talk to them and ask them about the essentials of their church and their denomination. And if you don't mind, I'd like to take advantage of having you on the radio today and spend a few minutes talking about that.
Be honored to. Look forward to it.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Mr. Michael Letts. He is the founder of an organization called Invest USA, and we'll get more information on how people can contribute to that if they want.
Right.
He's also a Baptist minister with a rather large denomination there in... Where did he say he was from? Columbia. No, Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah. And we're going to talk to him when we come back. We are J. Michael McCoy and Rooster, and this is MaxWorldLive.com. Thanks for listening, by the way. If we haven't told you, we love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you, every day we love doing what we do. Rooster and I get up early in the morning. It's kind of hard not to get up early with a rooster. We look at what's going on all the way across the heart of America. What are the passionate stories that you care about? What are the news items that grind your teeth? What are the stories that reach in and grab you by the heartstrings and make you feel what it is to be an American? Well, if today's show is something you enjoy listening to, we have all of our previous shows on podcast, both visually and auditorily, available for you at MaxWorldLive.com. So feel free, go back and listen to another one of our old shows. Listen to something we did on a previous subject. But most importantly, feel the passion. Get fired up. Get in there and get involved in what's going on in this great country of ours and in the heart of America. And if you love this show, you can hear every one of them. It's MaxWorldLive.com starring Rooster McRoberts. All of our shows are previously podcast and available to you. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job and I couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
The way to go is Hot Load, the only name.
When you hire a roofing and gutter company, you need to know who you're hiring. Haplo is the company to know because they do roofing, seamless gutters, siding, and windows. And pay after the completed job meets your satisfaction. Call 961-4370. Over a decade of installation projects in Iowa, award Haplo a long list of references that can attest to their reputation. Call 961-4370. Today, Haplo Roofing, Seamless Gutters, and Siding and Windows has a large fleet of vehicles, trained professionals, and state-of-the-art equipment. Because of this, you'll receive a quick turnaround. 961-4370. Haplo carries extensive insurance coverage to protect both the customer and the company's employees. Call 961-4370 for an estimate today. That's 961-4370. Residential and commercial roofing, gutters, siding, and window. Haplo, the only name you need to know.
The way to go is Haplo, the only name you need to know.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com. All right, welcome back. It's 10:30 in the morning, live here in MaxWorldLive.com, and we appreciate you taking the time to listen today. We're going to join our guest here in just a minute, Mr. Michael Letts, who is a Baptist minister. And we're going to talk a little bit about his church and his denomination and some of the things that interest him and concern him as a Baptist minister. You know, one of the things we've tried to do here is introduce you to all the different people who are a member of our tribe and a member of our MaxWorldLive.com team. And we've introduced you to our executive producer, Mandy Lynn, who is Rooster's daughter. And we've introduced you to some of the other players. But we continually try to find a picture of Dave, our producer, and Dave is the silent one, and we only know his name is Dave, and I communicate with him through Skype. So I've never seen Dave, so I've been looking on the internet for pictures, and I think maybe this might be Dave. Now, we've shown a couple of pictures earlier today, but this may be Dave, and I continually, if anybody has a picture of Dave, for heaven's sake, send it to me, and every day we're going to see if maybe it is, because I Googled Dave, producer in Chicago, and that's another picture I get. So I don't know why he wouldn't call himself Danita or Donnie or
Dave,
something.
Dave, what are you in radio for, baby? Dave, get out of the radio business. Go do something else.
I'm not sure why that is, but anyway.
Unbelievable.
Welcome back to MaxWorldLive.com this morning. Michael Letts is our guest. We talked to him in the beginning of the program because he's the executive director of Invest USA, a national grassroots nonprofit organization that raises money to provide bulletproof vests for police forces. We didn't ask you at the end of the program, Michael, and I wanted to. Is there a website?
There is.
Is there a place people can go to contribute to help you raise money for this?
If they go to www.investusa.org. INVESTUSA.org. They will be on our website. It has links on the website where they can donate, where they can get involved in their own communities, and where they can also provide information to their local law enforcement agency. One of the things I tell listeners, the greatest thing they could do is to go to a law enforcement officer today, say they heard your show, and they wanted to be concerned to make sure that officer had a vest. If he doesn't, they know where to get him one. If he does, they just wanted to tell him thanks for a job well done.
Has he done anything up here in Iowa? Have you done anything with any departments here in Iowa?
Have not done any in Iowa. Have done some in Indiana, but have not done any in Iowa yet.
I'm curious. We're going to check that out around here. I want to see what's happening in Iowa.
My assumption would be that it would track pretty much the same as it does nationally, that you're going to have quite a few agencies that need help.
Okay.
All right, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. And by the way, if you go to maxworldlive.com, that's MacsWorldLive.com, you'll find a click at the top of the page called The Tribe. And if you go to The Tribe, those are all the people who participate in Max World Live from time to time. There's a picture of Michael Letts right there. Click on that, and it'll get his bio. It'll tell you a little bit about him, and it'll also give you the toll-free numbers to contribute to InvestUSA, or it also gives you the website, which is investusa.org. And it's a great organization. And, Michael, we appreciate you spending, the last 20 years of your life to make this organization move.
16. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun.
You mentioned earlier, just on a personal note, you mentioned earlier that you were a Kiwanian.
That is correct.
If it wasn't for the Kiwanians, I would not be in radio.
Isn't it amazing the twist? I wouldn't be with Invest if it wasn't for the Kiwanis.
Yeah, and I was a national board member for Key Club when I was in high school in Beatrice, Nebraska, and was on the national board. And it was absolutely one of the things that molded me into because I'm a pretty decent guy. I'm not perfect by any means. My wife's perfect. But it molded me into one of the kind of guys I am. And so I always have a great amount of respect for Kiwanians, a gentleman who's passed away now by the name of Bud Pence in Beatrice, Nebraska. Owned the little radio station there, and through my work in Key Club, he gave me an opportunity to be on the radio. And if you like listening to me, you can credit Bud Pence. If you hate me, you can blame Bud Pence, because that's where it all comes from.
Should make everybody happy. They get a choice.
Yeah. And when you ask anybody who knows me, there's no gray area in between. I mean, everybody loves Rooster because he's a big teddy bear. But
either
hate me or you like me. We do a segment on this show every week called View from the Pew, and this was not scheduled as a View from the Pew, but if you don't mind, you being a Baptist minister, I'd like to spend a little time talking to you about that.
Are you going
to
warn him about me?
Well, understand that Rooster believes in God, but doesn't believe in God's help on this earth, and just has a very narrow view of Christians and Christianity. The one thing that Rooster and I do agree on is that the worst thing about Christianity is Christians, because most of us are pretty mean and mean spirited and judgmental.
But I've heard that before.
Yeah. Now explain to me. I go to a Lutheran church. I was raised Episcopalian. And then after I met my wife, she converted me over to Lutheranism because her dad was a Lutheran preacher for 100 years. Tell me what the Baptist denomination is all about.
We're a Southern Baptist. It's actually the largest denomination in the United States. And the Southern Baptist, the difference is it's not quite as traditional. When you're talking about Lutheran Episcopalian, it is much more of a traditional pomp and circumstance, shall we say, than it is in the Baptist tradition.
Okay.
Baptists don't exactly wear the robes, a little more laid back in their services.
You're not liturgical, right?
No, that is correct.
You just sing and preach.
Sing and preach.
Okay.
Which you prefer.
and do you jump up and down, raise your hands, and all that kind of stuff?
That is the Assembly of God.
That's the Assembly of God?
Right.
Well, what's wrong with you people? Come on.
We just don't have enough oomph and go. The heat just seems to drag it away from us.
Is that what it's? That's a pitiful excuse.
Well,
okay.
And you're what are you again?
I was raised, I was raised Pentecostal, so that's the reason I brought
okay,
that up.
I got you.
Every time he swears at me, he says it's speaking in tongues, but I don't believe him at all.
No.
Well,
all right.
It depends whether he's swearing in a language or not.
Yeah. Now, where does the Baptist Church originate? Is it John the Baptist that it was your founder of that church, or where does it originate?
The Baptists don't take their name from John the Baptist, that's correct. But they actually originate as a tradition hundreds of years ago in the South from the standpoint when they had the great revival that they used to have. It was more of a branch off from the Methodist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're a branch from the Methodist. All right, my grandmother was a Methodist, so I can relate to that a little bit. And the essentials of your denomination, can you be divorced?
You can.
Can you get remarried in the church?
You can.
All right. Baptism, is it submersion or is it sprinkle water?
It's submersion.
Okay. And
make sure that way we can tell what kind of character you have. If you don't come up, then we figure, you know, it was just because you deserve to be drowned.
Well, I certainly hope that you're on the pastor's side when he's dunking you, that's for
there
sure.
There you go. See, it's amazing what you can get accomplished with somebody. You hold somebody underneath the water and you won't let them back up.
There you go.
The Catholics call it catechism. The Episcopalians and Lutheran call it confirmation. What do you do with your youth, and about what age do you present them to the church, or how does that work?
We actually, Baptists, do not have that tradition. What the Baptists simply do is the Baptists strictly believe in a literal interpretation of the Bible and a personal relationship with God, and that can occur at any age.
Now, I had a preacher once tell me that if you believe in the Bible, you have to believe every single word of it, that you cannot say, well, that's not true anymore, and that doesn't really apply, that if you believe in one, you have to believe in the whole thing. How does a Baptist feel about that?
We agree very strongly with that, because of the fact that if you begin to say, you know, one is inaccurate and one in another place is not, then who makes the determination of what is true and what is not?
All right, then if you were talking to a non-believer, and believe me, we have a lot of debates with non-believers here. It's some of the greatest radio I think we've ever had, because it's very passionate.
Right.
But a non-believer will always throw up Leviticus, and some of those that we would consider in this day and age, of course, outlandish punishment and outlandish rules for how to live in the blessings and grace of God. How would you explain to a non-believer about Leviticus?
And I would tell them very simply what the Bible explains. The Old Testament times before Christ arrived were under the law, and those were the laws that were given in the time before Christ. After Christ came, it made it very clear in the New Testament that we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. So the Old Testament is history. The New Testament is the law.
That is the best way to put it. Now, do you, because you and I debate that sometimes.
Well, I think the debate really comes down to how much on the New Testament and the Old Testament. Yes, that is the new law, okay, the New Testament. I've always agreed with that. But I don't think that you can discount. And when I bring up stories from the Old Testament and guidelines from the Old Testament, you go, well, that's the old, okay? I said, well, you can't throw out, you know, everything. That history lesson is a guiding light for your life.
That is correct.
That's what I'm trying to get across to Mac. Of course, Mac doesn't read the Bible, okay?
Don't.
I had to bring it up. But
do not
debate it if you don't read it.
Say what'd you say there, Michael?
I said it's hard to debate it if you don't read it.
All right. Are we all right? Gosh darn it!
I'm confusing
it. I'm just
with facts.
Beat you like a puppy seal. I really am, Michael. Michael, let's make it clear here, okay? Because he's not telling the whole truth.
Have
there, you know.
Violated one of the Old Testament laws about thou shalt not, you know, bear false witness.
Absolutely, he did. What I tell people is I learn auditorily. I do not learn visually. That is just my handicap or my
that's
grace.
That's his mental condition.
I listen
sure.
to the Bible on tape. I love listening to sermons. I enjoy going to church. I'm blessed to go to a wonderful church with a whole crew of wonderful ministers that give great sermons. We read the Bible out loud. I'm just not an individual who sits down and studies my Bible like Rooster would like me to be. So that, Michael, just so you know, you're not dealing with a Bible-less heathen here. I just listen to the Bible more than I read the Bible.
I'm glad we got the full truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes, so help me God.
So God needs to help him, let me tell you. I mean, he has issues. But nonetheless, I think that was a great way that Michael put it is, history, the Old Testament, new law, new direction, New Testament. I think that's a very accurate way. And frankly, that's the best way I've heard it put in a long time to be.
And one thing to clarify, they don't contradict each other.
There you go. That's exactly right. They do not contradict each other.
With the Old Testament and the New Testament?
No, it doesn't contradict each other.
Different applications, but the same thing, same message.
That's it. There you go, Mac. Okay, that's the answer.
Don't be telling me. I got no problems with you. You're the one that brings up Leviticus all the time.
I don't bring up Leviticus all
well,
the
you,
time.
Well, you are. Excuse me. You bring up Bible verses which you think contradict the way man lives in today. Because you have the same problem with Christianity that I do. Christians suck.
I think they
even
do.
Though we're both Christians,
I think they do.
Christians suck.
I think they do. They don't. You know, I understand that it's a progression. Okay, I mean we're all a work in progress. I understand that. But the interesting part is I'm wondering what part of the progress some of these Christians are in that are Bible thumpers. They get out there and say Jesus is taking care of everything, yet they can lie, cheat, and steal worse than the guy down on the street selling crack cocaine. I don't get that.
You know, it sure does point to a problem. You're taking another little topic here. With evolution, because we sure not evolving into something better. We are degenerating, not going the other direction.
That's the problem, Michael. So what do you tell a guy like me that's just totally disenchanted with church groups, and Michael, no disrespect to you, preachers too, okay? I'm disenchanted with you guys. You get up behind the Bible stand and you tell me this, and then you go home and you're doing something else, okay? You're picking up hookers on the... Not you, Michael, okay? I'm sure it's not...
Yeah, but somebody needs to give me the names because I obviously can't remember them just yet.
Well, how do you help a guy like me? I'm disenchanted.
I agree with you. That's how I help you. I say you are 100% accurate. I am just as disenchanted as you are, and that's what points to the need to put our faith and trust into someone who will not disenchant us, and that is in the Word of God, the Bible, and in Christ Himself. If you place it in any, if you put your eyes on anything else or place your trust in anything else, you will be disappointed.
Our guest today is Michael Letts. He is the head of an organization called Invest USA, which raises money for bulletproof vests, and we would encourage you to go to their website at investusa.org and find out how you can do that. He's also a Baptist minister, and so we thought we'd take the time today to talk to him a little bit about faith and values. It's not an official version of View from the Pew, but we sure like talking to preachers and their views on things. When we come back, we're going to talk to Michael a little bit about the sweeping trend of gay marriage. We live in Iowa, Rooster and I do, and we became the fourth state in the union that legalized gay marriage. And I'll be curious to see what Michael thinks about that. It's 16 minutes before the top of the hour, and we are live at MaxWorldLive.com and also on TalkZone.com. And if we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job, and we couldn't do it without you right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy that's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines.
We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that will serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Across the country and around the world, this is TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Oh, good grief.
MaxWorldLive.com. It's 13 minutes before the top of the hour. We are live here in MaxWorldLive.com. I'm J. Michael McCoy, and my partner is Mr. Rooster McRoberts there.
Thank you.
And he's the handsome one. That's why we have the camera system. We try to keep it off me.
That's right. Thank you very much.
But we do have a great guest here today, and yes, that is Michael Letts. And Michael is the founder of InvestUSA.org, an organization that raises money for police officers across the country to be able to have bulletproof vests, because in most cases they are not supplied by the city organization or the city itself. I'm very pleased that I live in a little town called Clive, Iowa. It's about 12,000 people. I happen to be on the budget committee every year. I'm graced and blessed with that. And we do supply our police officers with bulletproof vests.
Okay,
I'm
glad you answered that, because that's wonderful.
You know, some communities, and I'm not saying the communities that don't care about their police officers. I do not want to say that at all.
I don't
all.
Think that's the issue.
But
no.
in Des Moines, in Clive, Iowa, we have raised our paramedics, our firefighters, and our police people, I think, to a level that you couldn't get much higher. We pay them well, we take very good care of them, and we supply them with the needs they have. In fact, every year I'm the guy at the budget meeting who's asking for more money to hire more officers. And last year, Bob Cox, who's the chief of police here in Clive, actually said to me, "You know what, Mac? We got enough right now. We're good."
Really? Do they do it? And here's a question, a little bit off the subject, but on the subject: do they have a volunteer police force, you know, where individuals come in and they get paid $1 a year? Do they have the volunteer ones like Urbandale does, Des Moines Police Department does?
No.
They don't? Okay.
No. You can do a ride-along if you want, if that's what you want. You could sit in the little back of the seat in your little baby seat with your suit.
Back in the back
suit.
Dude, I've spent plenty of time in the back seat of squad cars. I don't need to do that anymore. That was my younger days.
I would imagine you have. Michael Letts is on the phone with us today, and he's live from South Carolina. And we were talking about some of the faith and values issues that we deal with here in MaxWorldLive.com and on our special segment, View from the Pew. And you're a Baptist minister, Michael. What do you think about the movement across the country to legalize gay unions or gay marriages across the country? And what are we going to do about that as a religious organization?
I think tragically it shows the continued decline and deterioration of American values. And the reason why I phrase it that way is we first need to operate from the premise is, what is a traditional family? And Scripture gives us a very close definition of that. It's a marriage between one man and one woman. Anything outside of that is a destruction of the family unit, the family order. I think we've seen in society, before you deal with the gay and the lesbian issue, when you're talking about adulterous affairs, when you're talking about the high divorce rate, etc., I think we've seen the negative impact of the destruction of the family union. What happens when that occurs is our young people, the kids that are in those relationships, have no direction. They turn out to be less than what they should be able to be. We have a continued increase in crime, deterioration of values. And so anything that attacks that traditional unit leads to that. When you're talking about the gay and lesbian issue, it's just another step further in that direction.
All right, now, let me make sure that you understand where I'm coming from. I'm a devout Christian, and I wear my faith on my sleeve, and I certainly could be better at doing what I do as a Christian, but I try to do my best, and I pray each day that I get better. However, Michael,
right,
it is my belief that we as a society, if we don't allow gay people to have a civil union, now understand, I just changed the word here, because I don't think we should allow gay people to be married, because marriage is in the eyes of God, and it has happened in church. But the gay marriage movement has made it impossible for us to use the word civil union, because they find that to be offensive,
right,
and make us say marriage. I, however, do believe, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, and I want you to tell me how I'm wrong.
Please do, Mike.
That it is against their civil rights as a government for us not to allow them to have a civil union. And I don't want a religious organization or denomination or religion to dictate the laws of our land. And an example here is, I just read today that a couple from Dubai, he was caught having an affair, and they put him in prison for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Because it's against the law in Dubai, which I believe is a Muslim state, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to have an affair. So, Michael, how do we do this in America? How do we continue to teach our faith and values but not make it a government law?
Well, I think the first premise that we have to operate under is, where do we get our law from? I think it's erroneous to think that our laws come without some kind of a basis. And the United States and American law, our basis has always been from a biblical standard, ever since this country was founded. So I don't think you can divorce yourself from the standpoint that law and faith and values are separate. They're not. The question is, whose values and whose standards are we applying? In the past, what this country has been founded on is those bases and those standards were founded upon something that does not change over the years. And that has been an instrument called the Bible or the Word of God. What you find now is, if we want to deviate from that standard and we want to begin to have our laws applicable to the whim or the opinion at the time, the question will then become, where does it stop?
That's right. Yeah.
If we decide that, and when you're talking about civil union, you're giving government blessing and government recognition, and government government approval to a particular set of values. And so my question then becomes, if we're going to remove a set standard and we're going to allow us to operate on what we perceive to be right at the time, Where does it end? What's wrong with plural marriages? What is wrong, or if you want to remove the word marriage, plural unions?
Okay, but Michael, what happened? We've only got a couple minutes here left, so really quickly, let me throw this question out. If we're going to have a Christian law in our nation, what happens when the Christians aren't in charge anymore?
I don't know that I would call it a Christian law. I would just simply say we have a law based on some standard. The question then becomes, what standard do we use?
And you're saying we should use the biblical standard.
I'm just simply saying that the history of our country has been that we have always used the biblical standard.
That's the historical basis of how this country was founded. Thus, that being the case, your position is, just like mine, marriage or civil unions, wrong, out the door, creates that slippery slope that leads to not just this, but guess what? Plural marriages leads to.
Leads to anything else, and it's not just the marriage side. If we're going to abandon the standard, then what's to keep us from changing it on everything else, from whether it's wrong to cheat on your taxes, whether it's wrong to lie, whether it's wrong euthanasia? We're on a very slippery slope when we decide to abandon the set standard.
Michael Letts has been our guest today. The most important thing he does is he's a father and he's a husband. And he's a Baptist minister, but he's also passionate about raising money for bulletproof vests so that every police officer, every state patrolman, every person out there protecting our lives on a day-to-day basis has the most amount of protection we can give them. And if you want to learn more about his organization, it's called InvestUSA.org, InvestUSA.org. You can also go to our website at MaxWorldLive.com, click on the tribe, find Michael Letts there, and read his bio. And at the bottom of that information, it'll give you how to get a hold of him and how you can contribute to his worthwhile cause. Michael, it's been a pleasure to have you on again. You're on the tribe page, which means you're part of Max World, and we look forward to having you back again one of these days.
I look forward to it. My honor. You'll have a blessed day.
Same to you, Michael.
Right. Thank you very much, Michael, and God bless you for coming in Max World today. All right. Jonathan's Front Porch is coming up next. He has a special host today, and that's Amy Main from the Main Event. She'll be sitting in today, and so we look forward to hearing what she has to do in Max World today. We continue this broadcast live at MaxWorldLive.com in something called Des Moines Local and Live, and all day long there are live programming in the studio here and on your internet and on your computer and on your iPhone and on your BlackBerry and wherever it is you choose to listen to internet radio. And if we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job and we couldn't do it without you right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.